This week we are going to have three podcast devotionals, all from Psalm 27. And today is Psalm 27, verse 9. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Saviour. In my opinion, the great God of our age, the one we all worship, the one we take for granted, is freedom and independence. I am strong. I am in control. My body, my choice. I have total rights over myself. I do what I choose and I please myself. Now, of course, we disguise it a little. We all try and fit in nicely with everyone else while we do it. But it's us we serve. This is one of the reasons why the message of the gospel is such a stench in the nostril of our world. The gospel says you have a creator. He made you. He has right over you. Your life is essentially a loan from him. You are created as a being designed to worship, to give God his worth. Independence is a delusion. It's where Satan went wrong. It's where Satan tricked fairly easily Adam and Eve into sinning. Don't trust what God said. Trust yourself. Eat this fruit, it will make you like God. And behind that lie is the greater lie from Satan. You can be whoever you want to be and do whatever you want to do. You are an independent being. Here's what the Bible says. The quest for this independence never ends in independence. It ends in slavery. Why? Because it is not how we were designed. I was designed by the Creator to live in a dependent, obedient, and worshipful relationship with him, and in humble, independent, interdependent relationships with other humans. The quest for independence is a fundamental denial of our humanity. The Bible describes it. That quest for independence, the Bible says, is slavery to sin. It is seeking your hope, your life, your strength, your rest from anything but God. And we get hooked on these things that have the ability to distract us, control us, but never to give us peace or rest. The choice is slavery to sin, to living life without regard to God, or to be a child of the Most Holy, who designed us, made us, sustains us, rescued us. That's the feel of verse 9 of Psalm 27. We're a child of God who so desperately needs him. Without him, we have nothing. He is our reason. He is our purpose. If we walk with him for 1,000 years, we will still need him as much on the next day as we did on the first. There's no right existence outside of him. There's an old saying used both positively and negatively. Christians are those who need a crutch. God is that crutch. It's not a way I describe my faith, but I can see what it's getting at. Walking independently in this world was not what we were designed for. And as I've said, it's not possible anyway. We do need help every day. We need to be connected to the source of life. Does your desire for Christian fellowship depict a person who thinks that they need help? You need others' encouragement and support. Does your personal devotional life paint a portrait of a person who humbly acknowledges his need of help? Do you love God's word, love his people, love gathering, love prayer, all because you understand the depths of your need and joyfully embrace his strength and help? The only way you will ever run to the helper like David does is by running away from the delusion of independence.